about.
Yes. Put me on the radio.
No, 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 no. Have you never heard my podcast? You just put me on the radio and then just watch the magic happen.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
I'm ready to order 7 Mike McDoubles and 1 chicken and 1 fry. I left out the store without checking it. But when I got to my truck and I got ready to leave, I looked in the bag and come to find out I ain't have but 6 Mike Doubles.
Hey, Tom, what's it like being the Amazing Spider-Man?
It's really cool.
Thank you, Tom.
Bugs, I hate to say this, but it may be time to fake your own death.
I don't want
to
kill myself. I love life right. Too much.
Fake your own death.
Oh, holy crap.
Do we have to explain fake your own death?
The first word is fake.
And now.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Something ain't right.
Our feature presentation.
Hey, party people. Welcome into yet another all-new Kevin and Bean show. Now in our 29th year. It's the 7th of May, 2018. Hello, girls.
Hello.
Hi, Bean.
How y'all?
Doing good.
Doing good. How are you?
Allie, you're awfully sniffly today. Is it allergies?
Yeah, this has been happening every day when I come in here.
Same. Mm-hmm.
This place is just, it's gross.
Well, it needs to be burned to the ground.
It does.
Hey, did the K-Rock building get sold? I saw that it was on the market.
I think
Have
it's
we heard
still
if anyone bought
market.
It yet?
Which building?
The one that you're in.
Yeah. Nobody's telling us really any real truths.
Yeah.
Okay. It keeps changing.
It's still on the market.
Yeah, because I saw that it was being advertised. It's a choice piece of land right there at Venice and Fairfax. I mean, somebody's going to be living on that spot in an apartment in a year. There's no question about that. You know, they're going to build some high rise or something there.
Yeah.
But can you imagine the ghosts under that land based on all the things that have happened at K-Rock? Those people whoever moves into that apartment complex, they're going to be haunted for life.
There's got to be a lot of sage.
Yeah.
A lot of sage happening.
Right. They're going to have to draw one of those circles with chalk around it. The witches, what do they call the witches, whatever? You know, you stay inside to be safe kind of deal. You know what I'm talking about.
I want to hear you work through this.
I don't have the name at my disposal.
The witchy circly thingy.
Sure, sure.
I don't know if that's the official title, but whatever it's called. I'm just saying, and whatever it is you're allergic to in the building is going to plague whoever else lives there, too.
Yeah. So,
I guess I'm trying to talk people out of buying it. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, let us keep this awful, smelly, whatever building.
I visit a lot of I visit a lot of radio stations in the course of my travels.
Mm-hmm.
And K-Rock is always the worst of them.
The jankiest, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everything about it is janky.
Yeah.
From the van
right?
to the DJs.
Sure.
It's just janky.
Yeah.
Speaking of DJs, many listeners reached out to me during my recent medical leave
mm-hmm.
and said, you're not going to believe how Kevin has been showing up, putting in the work, on time, working hard, never missed a day. But when you get back, look out. Ladies and gentlemen, today is that day. It was only a matter of time.
Well, I thought I could trust you with this special job, Kevin.
Well, you could when you needed to, but now we're slacking off.
Kevin, that sack of wet turds.
Well, I don't know if I want to go that far.
See you later, Kevin.
But he is called in or called out, depending on your preference, sick today. So it's just us, you guys.
All right. We'll be okay.
Let's move on to the thing, and I'm going to give you one guess. This is a horrifying and one-of-a-kind story.
Taylor Swift.
That could only have happened in what state?
Oh. Florida.
Taylor Swift.
Is it Arizona? Is it New Hampshire, where crazy things happen? Is it Texas? Is it Wisconsin? Is it Oregon?
Mm.
Is it Vermont? Where is it? Where's the story? Yes,
Taylor Swift.
It's Florida. No, it's Florida.
Okay.
It's always Florida,
okay.
You guys.
Got
it's
it.
It's never not Florida.
Mm-hmm.
This is one you're going to remember for the rest of your life. So buckle in. Katie Holly.
Hold on, I gotta find my buckles.
Katie Holly was jolted awake by a cold thing.
Oh, no.
What she initially thought was a small piece of ice that had somehow slid down her ear. Now, I would like to stop the Washington Post reporter right there and go, why would Katie in any way think that a piece of ice had lodged into her ear while she was in bed? What is Katie doing that would have even made that cross anyone's mind that the thing in her ear was a piece of ice? Would that ever occur to you?
Not no. ice, no.
Even if it's a cold thing, well, there's no way ice got in my ear, right?
Right.
Disoriented, she rushed into the bathroom, grabbed a cotton swab, and slowly stuck it inside her ear. And then Holly felt something move.
Uh-huh.
It was like a rhythmic moving, she recalled, as if whatever the thing was trying to burrow deeper into her ear canal. Do you love it so far, Allie?
No, nope. No, I don't. You can stop. Just tell us what it is. Let's move on. What's on the show today?
She pulled out the cotton swab and saw a small, dark brown piece, several of them actually, that looked like legs.
Oh, okay.
Cockroaches have been a nuisance in the Holly household since she and her husband Jordan bought their first home last year. They thrive in warm, damp places, and that includes Florida, where the young couple lives. A few weeks earlier, because of the cockroach problem, they had an exterminator in who sprayed every room, and she and her husband felt what turned out to be a temporary sense of relief. On the morning of April 14th, when she rushed to the bathroom, her husband then grabbed a flashlight, looked inside her ear, and there it was, a small part still visible from the outside as it stayed there, lodged in the middle of her ear canal. Her husband managed to pull out a couple of legs using a pair of tweezers, but the intrepid bug had now crawled in too deep to be removed.
Yeah, we're here.
Just turning your headphones down?
Yep. Yeah.
The young couple drove to the emergency room just a few miles away. A man sitting behind the desk near the hospital's entrance saw the look of panic in Katie Holly's face and asked whether she was in pain. She said, "A roach crawled into my ear while I was sleeping, and it stuck." Well, a nurse came in, injected the bug with the anesthetic lidocaine to try to kill it, but Miss Holly felt the roach move, twitching and wriggling further into her ear as it tried to avoid death. 2 minutes later, it stopped moving. It took the doctor about 20 seconds to pull out chunks of the dead roach, and Holly saw the remains of the small insect. She left the hospital nearly 2 hours later with a prescription for antibiotics and ear drops, relieved that it was all over. About a week later, her ear still didn't feel normal. It was still numb. She felt some discomfort every time she yawned. Her medicine drops had also begun to leak out, leading her to think it was perhaps earwax. Guess what? It wasn't earwax.
Oh, God.
No.
She went to her regular doctor, asked to have her ear checked. They flushed her ear 4 times. They peeked inside, saw another leg. Then her doctor pulled out 6 more pieces of the roach's remains. Her physician then arranged for her to see a doctor specializing in treating ear, nose, and throat later that day. And they pulled out the head.
What?
They then pulled out the head. Not a teensy leg or two, not the remains of a baby roach, but a head, a torso, limbs, and a long antenna of what looked like a fully grown palmetto bug.
What did the first doctor pull out?
Yeah, like one segment?
Just part, yes, one segment. This is a huge Florida-type palmetto bug. She said, "I was furious. I was really disappointed with the ER for not having seen that." And by the way, she should be. When you go in and they go in there and they clean it out and they kill it and they pull it out and they look, it seems like they ought to get it all. You shouldn't have to go weeks later to a second doctor to get the rest of the bug pulled out, right? Mm-mm. She wasn't told she needed to go get follow-up or see a specialist or anything like that. But she said it was the worst thing she's ever experienced. And it sure was a roach just living in her ear.
The roach is just going for the ice, man.
Well, that's possible. The roach went in there looking for some ice. Why didn't I think of that?
Come on. It's a perfect solution to the problem.
I guess I don't know, man. All right. If we can move on, let's talk about what's on today's All New Kevin to Beat Show.
Frankly, I'm disappointed. I'm appalled, and brother, I am unbelievably hurt by the fact that you have morphed into something, to me, that's not real.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean to disappoint you. You know, I had a schedule right here in front of me. Do you have one, Allie?
I do not. I was never given one.
I seem to have lost it.
Hmm.
Hang on. I know we got Deadpool 2 tickets on the program today. That's very exciting.
Okay.
We also are doing
great news.
We have great news on the show today. Thank you, Dave. What else?
The most depressing songs. What's up with that?
Well, it's what you want on a Monday. It's what you hope for when you turn on the radio on a Monday morning, is that enlightening topic. Perhaps we should have rethought the day that we were doing that.
And we also have Weenie Roast Pit tickets to perk you up there.
Wow. All right. That's a good deal. And I don't want to get you guys too excited about this, but ESPN2 aired the national championships for cornhole last night. Cornhole, ladies and gentlemen.
Right. Bags in front of the hole are so much better than bags on the side of the hole. Bags on the side of the hole make the hole bigger.
I learned so much about cornholing last night. Not in the way you might hope. So we got all of that, plus Allie's What's Happening next on K-Rock. Well, the week you've been waiting for is finally here. The 26th annual K-Rock Weenie Roast is this Saturday at StubHub Center. A few tickets still available at AXS.com if you want to buy them, or you can win them up front. We're talking about in the pit and access to the Bud Light VIP party, but we're going to need you to use your, I almost said pimp out, but I thought, an inappropriate word for this contest. We're going to need you to get your kids to sing for us. Coming up a little bit after 7 a.m., we're going to do Kidaroki. Your kids could win you tickets into the Weenie Roast. That's on the way this morning here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Monday morning, 5:56. Allie, what's happening?
Well, you know, I've been monitoring the weather for Saturday.
Sure, yeah, because you got to know what to wear.
I have to know what to wear. I don't like heat. I don't like massive sun. I don't like to sweat. Like most normal people, right?
Sure.
Ooh, I just pulled up Carson, California's weather for Saturday.
All right.
A high of 69.
Nice.
Nice.
So let's keep that going, right? Who's with me? A nice 72 to 74 would work for me.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be blistering at the Weenie Roast. It just doesn't.
It just doesn't.
And by the way, we've had them all over the quarter century that we've been putting on these shows. We've had the 93 degree days, mm-hmm. and we've had the 58 degree days. And just something in the middle is what we're looking
for. That would be great. Yeah. That would be wonderful. All right, let's talk some weekend box office, you guys. As predicted, Avengers Infinity War crossed the $1 billion mark worldwide. In a record 11 days, and just over $450 million in North America in just 9 days. So what was their pull for their second week? Oh, $112.5 million
this
weekend.
That's a decent second week.
That's a pretty good second week. Following up, Overboard, that was a debut of $14.8 million. And then A Quiet Place came in third. Then I Feel Pretty, Rampage, Tully, Black Panther, still in the top 10, by the way, with another $3.1 million. Followed by Truth or Dare at 8, Super Troopers 2 at 9, and Bad Samaritan debuting at number 10 with $1.7 million. Not bad. Not bad at all. He's already been knighted, but Sir Paul McCartney has added another medal to his name. Queen Elizabeth II made Paul a Companion of Honor Friday at Buckingham Palace. That award is given to those Brits that have made a major contribution to the arts, science, and medicine, or government over a long period of time. Only 65 Companions of Honor at any one time. And Paul said, "I see this as a huge honor for me and my family, and I think of how proud my Liverpool mum and dad would have been to see this."
Hmm. 65 in the history of the British Empire. That's
yeah.
it. Is it an award that is so small that the Queen forgot it existed, so she hasn't given it to anyone in 50 years?
She had it in her iCal. She's like, oh, damn.
We still have that.
Yeah.
Who can we give it to?
Right?
Well, that's nice. You know, Paul, he deserves whatever award you want to give him.
I have said that for years. I have, indeed. We're going to be talking about some of the most depressing songs of all time. Coming up in just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Would you throw on Brick by Ben Folds?
That's my choice. That's the one I brought in.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
As discussed in the meeting Friday.
Oh, that's
is that
good
is that why
one.
You're thinking of it?
Well, probably.
I think he emailed it too.
Oh, man.
I sure did.
Well, Ben Folds is releasing a massive box set. It's called Brick, the Songs of Ben Folds, 1995 through 2012. And it has all of his work with Ben Folds 5, as well as his solo albums, B-sides, live material, single mixes, and more. There were 500 signed editions. All have gone for fan pre-orders. And by the way, this is a UK-only set because Ben hates America.
Well, I hope that's not true. I love Ben Folds, and you have made my whole day by telling me that story. I did not know that.
Yeah, you need to get this UK-only set.
I do.
Absolutely. Yeah. Unsigned box sets for you losers that didn't pre-order will be out June 22nd, so get on that, Bean. And I just added that he hates America. He probably doesn't.
He is the founder of ISIS. He's the founder of ISIS.
I don't think that's true at all. Sorry for the spoiler alert on your song pick. My bad.
It's okay. We just went live. It's 6 now.
Oh, excellent. All right. There's birthdays, I'm sure, but we are all locked out of our computer. And that's what's happening.
You can see that band live and in person in the pit with access to the Bud Light VIP party at the 26th Annual K-Rock Weenie Roast this Saturday night at StubHub Center. We're going to use your kids to win you tickets just after 7 a.m. Your child is 11 and under. 11 or under, actually, is more accurate, I think. We're going to be asking them to sing. We'll play some Kidaroki, give you a chance to win those tickets. Deadpool 2 tickets on the way today, and great news. First, though, very excited to welcome our good friend Harvey Levin from TMZ.com in the newsroom. Back to the show. Good morning, Harvey.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. I know you got a big story out of Cleveland we're going to get to, but I just have to ask, because we haven't spoken to you since Slavery Gate happened in your newsroom the other day. What was that like having Hurricane Kanye go through the TMZ newsroom?
It was almost an out-of-body experience because, I saw him that weekend.
Sure.
And on Sunday, and remember, he came in on Tuesday, but on Sunday, I spent 2 hours with him, and he was so, calm and clear and interesting and level. So it was just so different. I mean, I was really shocked.
Did it seem manic to you, or was he just energized and excited to be there?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, I still don't know. I mean, part of me thinks there was a lot of performance in it because, remember, he turns his back to the camera at a point and then just says, why is everybody so quiet in here? And it was almost like he was playing to this audience.
Yeah.
If it hadn't been
for the slavery thing that made, obviously, international headlines, and rightfully so, him screaming at the newsroom that he got liposuction so that y'all wouldn't make fun of me like he did Rob Kardashian would have been a big story.
Yeah, no, I mean, definitely. And the opioids and the pills and the
whole,
he said a lot.
Yeah.
He said a lot.
Tell me you saw Donald Glover doing the Kanye West A Quiet Place parody on SNL last night.
We put that up on the site. I got up at 4 in the morning on Sunday and put it up on the site.
That was hilarious. All right. Well,
great. I mean, honestly, that one was just for the books.
He was a terrific host and an even better musical guest. I mean, it was a great episode.
It was fantastic.
The thing that just got me.
I don't know if you saw what I put up on the site, but on Saturday, I'm such a loser. I was just sitting in the sofa watching Family Feud at one point, just vegging out.
Oh, the Steve Harvey thing was funny.
Oh, my God. Did you see that?
I just saw it on your site. It was very funny.
I couldn't wait to put that up on the site, just so everybody knows. The question was, what do you do if you find out that your ex-wife is telling people that you have a teeny weenie? That was the question.
And it got violent.
Just very matter-of-factly, killer.
Huh. Killer.
I know. And it was just like, oh, my God. And then the whole family is applauding.
Wow. And we wonder why domestic violence and men killing women is so huge.
I wasn't celebrating that, Allie.
Okay. Sounds like both of you were.
It's the purge. I mean, the fact that somebody could say that and the whole family is applauding rather than being horrified by it is just terrible. So,
I knew Allie would jump all over.
I mean, you guys are like, wasn't it funny?
Well, it was
funny, but also troubling, I think, is what I think we're both saying.
Okay.
All right.
Let's talk about the news out of Cleveland. There is a certain segment of the audience that will be excited, I think, care about this, surprised by this. What's going on with your girl, Chloe, Harvin?
Okay, so you know the backdrop, which is the day before she went into labor, a story came out that the weekend before Tristan Thompson, her baby daddy, was going into a hotel with this other woman, and then the other video surfaced and all. So we were told that she wanted nothing to do with this guy. And as recently as a week ago, she was done with him. And her family certainly was done with him. They were enraged. And this really devastated her, too. Well, we get pictures of Chloe and Tristan out at lunch on Friday. And we thought, And I thought, well, they could be talking about the kid. But then we looked, and they were having lunch with some friends. Well, the next night, on Saturday night, there she is at the Cavaliers game in Cleveland. And it seems like when you connect the dots, there's very little doubt she's back with him.
And how do we feel about that? Is this a stay together for the kids situation, or what do you think?
Well, I mean, look, first of all, we can't jump in her head. We don't know what the deal is. Mm-hmm. She is kind of a ride-or-die person. I mean, remember, she stuck with Lamar until the bitter end. And on this one, the interesting thing is she really reacted. She had an immediate reaction to it, and it looked like it was history. So I don't know what happened, but she seems like she's back with him. What's going to be interesting is the family, because I know that family was furious and angry. And, you know, it's one thing that you respect your sister's or your daughter's wishes.
Right.
And it's another thing if you think this is really a bad situation. So I have no idea how that's going to play out.
When did she have the baby? Like a few weeks ago, right?
I think like 3 weeks ago.
I can't even imagine the hormones, everything going on in that noggin of hers.
I never thought of that, but that's probably right.
Yeah, she's probably a little bit off.
Remember, I mean, she did a similar thing with Lamar.
Yeah, she stayed for it. She seems to be a very loyal human being.
Yes.
And
I got to say, everybody I have talked to who knows the family says she is just fantastic.
She's the good one.
Sweet girl. Yeah.
Really fantastic.
Yeah. She maybe needs, if this doesn't work out with Tristan, of course I hope it does, she maybe needs to stop dating basketball players, though, right?
You know?
Maybe.
I was thinking the same thing.
Looking for fidelity.
Well, and not just that, but the whole family. I mean, you got Chris Humphries, you got Tristan Thompson, you got James Harden,
Exactly, yeah. All right, well, great stuff.
And who would think it's... You know, the rappers are the ones that are the domestic ones.
Yes, they're the ones who stick around. You're absolutely right. That's interesting. All right, TMZ throughout the day on Fox Channel 11, TMZ Live at 4 p.m. Same Channel 11, TMZ Sports Monday through Friday at midnight on Fox Sports 1. And don't forget, I always mention this, get your tickets for the TMZ tour, especially as you have people coming into town. It's super, super fun, you guys. You'll love it. Harvey, thank you. We'll talk to you next Monday, sir.
Okay, guys. We'll see you.
Bye-bye. By the way, in addition to the Kid Aroki coming up just after 7 with your 11 and under child singing to win you tickets for the Weenie Roast, we are also giving them away with Beer Mug in the Janky Van this morning.
Nice.
Got the Janky Van going to West Covina right now, Eastland Center. He'll check in with us via phone when he gets there, and then you can swarm the Janky Van and maybe win some tickets for the Weenie Roast. Are we still giving away the little miniature vans too?
I believe so.
Oh, those are so awesome. That's an actual, honest-to-goodness, cool item from the Kevin and Bean Show. It's been a long time since we had one of those. It's a very cool item. All right, Allie, give thanks to the listener who tipped us off to this event, would you please?
I am looking at his name right now on Twitter. He is Walkman Ref.
All right, and what did he alert us to?
He tweeted us on May 3rd, if you don't talk about the Johnsonville National Cornhole Championship I just saw on ESPN2, I'm going to be very disappointed. And I mean... Yes, thank you for tipping us off, Walkman Ref.
Now, wait, did he see some sort of qualifying event, and then last night I watched the finale, or is cornhole so popular that ESPN2 is repeating the championship match?
I don't know. I assume if you saw the final, wouldn't the final be on Sunday?
Yeah, I just wondered if that was the same thing, because he sounded like he said he was watching the championship. So that's why I was surprised. And maybe it's a multi-day event or something.
I mean, you probably have to qualify all over the U.S.,
yes,
right?
There were hundreds of players playing cornhole for money. Big money, by the way. $15,000 grand prize to play cornhole. Now, for folks who don't know, Allie, describe what cornhole is, because you apparently have some experience with this.
Well, I've...
Plus, you've played the game.
How dare you? I've only played, you know, at a party, drinking at Beer Mug's wedding. They had cornhole. It's basically just a slab of board, kind of up on a little riser, so it's at an angle, and you have a beanbag, and you try and throw it into the hole on the board.
That's right. That's exactly the game. And this is now, there's a league all across America with thousands of people that participate. And you're going to be stunned the first two words of this broadcast to find out where the Cornhole Championship was being held this week.
Lambeau Field.
I mean, I thought it was going to be like a rec center or something
right?
like that. It's at Lambeau Field. Wait, what?
Lambeau Field, known for its football tradition, now welcomes the Johnsonville Cornhole Championships ACL Final Chase inside the Johnsonville Tailgate Village. Let's get a quick rundown of our events tonight. Our first matchup, singles final, Matt Guy versus Cody Henderson. And are you ready to crown some champions tonight?
I could not be more excited.
Are you ready to crown some champions tonight? And by the way, I'm not trying to be mean here. I'm just trying to paint a picture for you. This announcer that's talking now is on ESPN2 describing cornhole. He weighs like 400 pounds. It's so unusual to see somebody of that size doing a broadcast. But apparently he's some sort of cornhole authority or something, and he's the man for the job.
Here at Lambeau Field in this Johnsonville Tailgate Village, a sports fan's dream setting.
Is it a sports fan's dream setting to be in the ante building, the shed that's next to Lambeau Field, having this event? I just wonder, and does anyone grow up dreaming of a cornhole championship? Are there little kids out there like this is their whole life has led up to this moment?
Well, listen, if you don't have what it takes to be a professional hockey player, professional mm-hmm. football player, maybe you just focus on cornhole.
Something you can do. Okay.
Right.
We got some of the best cornhole players in the country here competing for $15,000 in cash prizes. I just can't wait, Ryan. I cannot wait. Let's send it down to Danielle Maslany with our singles competitors.
All right. What's going through Danielle's mind right now?
Hold on. So they have the color guy. They have the play-by-play guy. They
That's
also
right.
have people on the field that are going to be doing the reporting as well?
Yes, they
this
sure
is a
do.
Full-blown event.
Absolutely. The professional ESPN broadcast.
Oh, I love
and
this.
Is Danielle just thinking, if I could just get through this cornhole championship, maybe I can get upgraded to ping pong or something.
Something.
I mean, this is not what she wanted to do when she went into sports broadcasting.
Thanks, Ryan. I'm down here with Matt, and Matt, word on the street is you may have an injured thumb.
So there's some breaking news,
no!
by the way.
Oh, no.
Matt, you guys, who, by the way, I'm not kidding, is like 70, is playing hurt. How is that going to impact the finals?
I do have an injured thumb, but it hasn't hindered my play all day. It might have even made me better. I don't know. So, yeah, we'll see. Yeah, fell on the stairs this morning, but life goes on.
Fell down the stairs.
Fell up the stairs, actually. Yeah, fell up the stairs this morning. So
the injury report is good. Mm-hmm. That's good broad. That's a scoop from Danielle.
Yeah.
And I think she's doing a good work.
Well, best of luck to you today.
Thank you.
And Cody, are you finally happy to be back here on the main stage again?
I'm very happy to be on the main stage again. It's been a long time coming. You know, when you're playing really well and you're not making good finishes, it's very disappointing. It feels really, really great to be back and have a chance at a national title.
Well, guys, we have two great competitors. We're really excited to get back into the action. Let's head back to you guys.
All right. So they go to a commercial break, and they come back, and the announcers recap, and then they don't make any kind of – there's no bell or whistle or play ball or anything like that. Just all of a sudden people stop talking as the players are ready. And I just want to let the first, like, 20, 30 seconds of the actual event go by on its own so you can hear how riveting cornhole is on TV.
So now, I'm looking at the pace of this game.
I am too.
It looks like both competitors, as we know, especially Matt Guy, he does take his time. Cody will as well. So this should be a pretty good game to watch. A lot of action in this one. Expecting a lot of bags in the hole.
Okay. There's a lot of bags in the hole, by the way. I'm telling you. I don't know how, and maybe they've just been doing it a long time. Maybe they're just professional. Maybe they're not 8-year-olds like we are.
Mm-hmm.
But could you call play-by-play on cornhole and not just, like, crack yourself up with the things that are coming out of your mouth?
Have you met me?
No chance.
I mean, the bag's in the hole. Come on, guys.
Both players very smart. They will take their time. They can make all of the different shots needed to win.
So they will be very strategic in the game. It's going to be a mind game. It's going to be a chess game for sure.
Is it a mind game? Is it a chess game? Is it a cornhole game? What the hell's going on here? And how much strategy is there involved? Don't you just throw the beanbag into the hole? Apparently there's more to it than we know, you guys.
That guy, though, didn't need much strategy there. Just throw every bag, slide it up into the hole. Early 2-0 lead.
I'd also like to point out, by the way, that there is a rabid audience that's just hanging on every throw like we're watching the Stanley Cup. I understand why you would want to compete in the Cornhole Championship. Can you imagine sitting in the crowd and cheering for it?
No.
Coming out of the gate firing. Used to seeing that from Matt Guy.
Interested to see if Matt tries any blocking at all. I would be shocked if Cody does not try the blocks. But Matt, so good at just throwing bags in the hole, bag for bag.
Well, not only that, if he's got an open board, he likes to slide, but he's deadly with the airmail as well.
Is he deadly with the airmail? Guys, this was on for 2 hours on ESPN2 last night.
Wow.
Hold on, something exciting is going to happen here. Oh, did you see that? Oh, he did it again!
So far, it looks like both competitors just feeling each other out.
Let's see if Matt goes for an airmail here early. He's going for it. Hit it.
He's hot early.
Okay, he's hot early. I'm sorry I didn't stick around to find out who wins, but thanks to Walkman, the Kevin and Bean listener who suggested it. And apparently, cornholing's all over ESPN2, so you can check it out for yourself. LA and OC's Alternative Rock, 106.7 KROQ, Kevin and Bean Show for a Monday morning. You're telling me Allie's got What's Happening and pizza?
I have pizza. It is Pizza Fest LA. It is going down this Sunday at Hollywood Palladium. And if you would like tickets, I've got tickets for 5 winners. Callers 10 through 14 at 1-800-520-1067. You are going to go to see Pizza Fest LA at the Hollywood Palladium this Sunday. That's over 20 food vendors, pizzerias, restaurants, pizza trucks, photo booths, cooking workshops, cooking demos, a DJ. I mean, panel discussions on pizza. It's a
yummy.
Lot of
let me ask you a personal question here.
Sure.
Would you ever attempt to make your own pizza from scratch?
I wouldn't, just because I wouldn't be able to enjoy a said pizza due to my lactose intolerance.
Right. Understood. Yeah.
However, if I had like a cool, if I had one of those pizza ovens and I was like a rich lady that read Goop, I totally would. Absolutely.
Well, like, you know, it's one of Jimmy Kimmel's great pleasures in life.
Yeah.
Is making his own handmade, you know, home-cooked pizza. People who can do it, I guess. But I'd never think I'd never be able to pull it off. But that sounds like an amazing event for people who love pizza.
Absolutely. I remember back in the day when Boba Lee came out and we all thought we were pizza chefs?
Yes.
Just dump some ragu on there and a little bit of cheese. We were all good, right?
Didn't work out.
Didn't work out quite the same. Not sure if you guys saw this yesterday, but a post on Twitter by the FYF Fest alerted everyone that 2018 festival is canceled. Here is what the tweet said. After much consideration, we've made the difficult decision to cancel FYF Fest 2018. Our team of many women and men have worked tirelessly on this event for many years, but felt unable to present an experience on par with the expectations of our loyal fans and the Los Angeles music community this year. We will be announcing some special local show soon featuring some of the amazing artists from the 2018 lineup. So if you were pumped to see Janet Jackson, Florence and the Machine, Future, maybe you can see them at a smaller show, but we just don't know. But apparently disappointing ticket sales in April are to blame for the cancellation, and it's everything from soft ticket sales, oversaturation. There seems to be a music festival every other weekend.
Do you think we're hitting like a bubble? Like the bubbles burst as far as people can't sustain all the festivals anymore?
Possibly.
Yeah.
I think that's very close to what Alec was saying.
Okay. Yes. FYF Fest, not happening, you guys. Anyone? Bean?
I mean, I agree. I think, I mean, how can you go to everything? You know what I mean? We just had that Back to the Beach, and we got, you know, got the Weenie Rose. We just came off of Coachella. I mean, there's just a lot happening right now. You can't afford everything. But, man, it's hard to see Janet Jackson. She's not always out there.
Right.
So I do hope they figure out a way to reschedule her for sure.
Absolutely. And ticket prices. Let's come right out and say it, too. I don't want to be spending upwards of $300 to sweat.
Yeah, right.
I mean, exactly. Maybe lower the ticket prices a little bit. And if you can't do that, maybe the headliner shouldn't be as big. Is that a possibility? I know that's horrible to say, but if that's what's jacking up the ticket prices, maybe Janet Jackson wasn't quite the one for this festival.
Yeah, I don't know. It's apparently a tough business.
It is a tough business. It is not tough to be Taylor Swift, apparently, because she, for as much as I make fun of her, always seems to do the right thing, you guys. Just visiting all sorts of kids that can't make it to her tour because they're either in hospitals or they sustained injuries that they can't now leave their home. She's just going and visiting them and hanging out. What's going on, Bean?
Well, she's always been very interactive with her fans.
Yeah.
And especially, I mean, she has a real soft spot in her heart for kids who are going through a rough time, or you're probably going to mention the foster families. I mean, she likes to give something back, and she spent a lot of time in Arizona prepping for the kickoff of the Big World Reputation Tour. And I think, you know, while she was there, she heard some stories and said, ooh, I think I can help.
Yeah, she invited 2,000 foster kids and their families to attend the final dress rehearsal on Saturday night. They got a private show, pizza, pictures with Taylor, and an autograph as well. So as much as I just want to hate her, she really, really does some good stuff. And G-Eazy, he wound up getting off easy. I told you on Friday how he had a little issue. I believe it was assaulting an officer, violent resistance, and illegal drug possession in Stockholm, Sweden. But he was convicted on those charges, but wound up leaving Sweden on Friday because he had a gig in Denmark last night. So,
how did he get away with not serving any time for that?
I don't know how things work in Sweden, but if you are going to assault an officer, resist arrest, and have coke in your pocket, do it in Sweden.
Do you just write a big check? Is it that deal or what? Or they just make him promise to never come back to Sweden? Or I wonder what the deal was there.
He'll be back in Sweden. I don't know if he'll be back in Sweden. Some birthdays for you. Breckenmeyer, SNL's A.D. Bryan, and Daredevil Robbie Knievel. And that's what's happening.
You're listening to the world-famous K-Rock at 106.7 KROQ for a Monday morning. King, I know how much, King of Mexico, Dave, our producer in studio. Hey. I know how much you love Gwen Stefani and always have and always will. Will you go to Las Vegas for any of the residency shows that Gwen is putting on?
Listen, I love Gwen, but I haven't been for Britney Spears, Boys to Men, Backstreet Boys, Celine Dion, Elton John, Lionel Richie, anybody in Vegas. Because when I get to Vegas, I'm like, yes, I want to go to this so bad. And then, I got other things to do. So, no, I will not be going.
Isn't that unbelievable? Even though you're a huge fan, you still wouldn't take 90 minutes out of your Las Vegas weekend to see the show.
No.
You're going to see Blink-182 in Vegas. I guarantee it.
Oh, that's right. Yes, Blink-182, I probably will... go to. And but I did see the Jabberwockies.
I don't even know what's happening.
They're
right
the dance crew. Woot woot.
Okay. Why do I keep asking Dave questions?
Sure.
Hey, you guys, it's time for great news.
When you wake up, all you hear is bad news. So bad it makes you want to hit the snooze. Kevin and Bean can make that go away. It's time for
sometime last year, Allie had a great idea that there's so much bad news on the radio and on TV. Wouldn't it be nice every once in a while if we just spotlighted the excellent, wonderful, great things that human beings are doing to one another? And that's where great news came from. Y'all want me to go first?
Yeah. I do. Sure.
I think you're going to fall very deeply in love, as I have, with little four-year-old Austin. This is on the Steve Hartman segment of the CBS Evening News. I wish Kevin were here because although he would love the sentiment of the story, he would hate the way the news sets this story up.
He's faster than a speeding stroller, more adorable than a wet kitten, and able to get a stranger's attention with a single courtesy.
Excuse me!
This is America's latest superhero.
Don't forget to show love.
And the only superhero with the power to feed the homeless.
Now, why do you do that?
You know what, Mr. Steve? It's just the right thing to do.
You know what, Mr. Steve? Oh. It's just the nice thing, right thing to do.
I can't.
So he's 4 years old. He puts on a little superhero costume. He lives in Birmingham, Alabama. And as you'll hear, he goes around once a week feeding the homeless. And he's just the sweetest little kid in the world. And how does something like that even happen? He was asked by somebody out on the street why he was wearing a superhero costume.
What's your superhero name?
President Austin.
Uh-huh. President Austin.
President Austin.
President Austin. That's his idea of what the president is supposed to do.
So this is his dad, TJ.
I was like, buddy, you have no idea. But hey, I'm going along with it.
Why wouldn't you when you got a kid like that? Now, King, you'll appreciate this. How did he learn about homelessness at age four? He was watching a documentary on pandas with his dad, and they talked about a little panda who was abandoned by his parents, which sometimes happens cruelly in the wild. And they got to talking about people who don't have families and people who don't have enough to eat. And little Austin said, does that happen to people sometimes, too? And that's when a light bulb went off and he realized he had to do something to help those people.
Once Austin learned some people are homeless, and some are even hungry, he launched this caped crusade. Told his mom and dad that he wanted all his allowance and money they would spend on toys to go toward chicken sandwiches instead.
Oh, thank you, baby.
You're welcome. Don't forget to show up.
After he gives out each sandwich, he gives each person that same bit of advice.
Don't forget to show up.
Everyone who meets Austin leaves with hope, which is why, with any luck, someday President Austin won't be a superhero anymore.
Being the homeless is the highlight of my life.
Come on with little Austin.
What a rude little kid. He gives him a sandwich and he says, don't forget a shower because they stink.
Show love.
That's all. He's trying to get people to pass it on.
Well, we should you should speak a little better.
You're the worst.
He's four.
Kids are stupid.
I haven't done the math, so I don't know what year we'll be able to vote for Austin to be our next president. But believe me, I'm all in. All right.
Listen, I thought my ovaries were dust. I was getting pangs that whole time.
Nine months is all it takes.
Adorable.
Yeah.
All right, Dave, in for Kevin. You're up next. Yes. What's your great news?
Hey, remember the Kevin and Bean billboard times?
Yeah.
Those were good times.
Yeah, those were good times. Well, if you're by the Men's Central Jail, you'll see a billboard right now by a marijuana company called Lowell Herb Company. They are doing this social equity and reparative justice program that is now going to offer nonviolent offenders of marijuana laws. They're going to give them jobs. So as soon as they're released from jail, once they're pardoned, you could get a job at Lowell Company.
So in other words, they ordinarily might face discrimination from people who wouldn't want to hire them because they had a drug conviction on their records. So they're going to try to get around that by finding people who will specifically hire them.
Yes. And this company is going to offer jobs in Los Angeles, Bay Area, Santa Barbara, San Luis Obispo, and San Diego. And you could – and tell me if this is not perfect for people who got busted for drugs. Marketing, design – and sales. Come on.
I mean, it's right in their wheelhouse.
Right?
They got a good background for that.
Yeah. So if you want to go check that out, go to Lowell Smokes. That's Lowell smokes.com/jobs. And that's my great news.
That's amazing because of how many people are in jail for
silly.
I know it was a crime back then, but come on. You sold some weed, and now you're doing how many years? It's insanity.
It's insanity, yeah.
All right. My great news has to do with a cheerleading squad out of Iowa. These are children. These are little kids.
Take it back.
Yeah, they were doing a big all-star cheerleading championship. They were leaving for a national competition. So during the event, sending them off, the dads put on a surprise routine to create a really special moment for all the girls that were leaving. So the dads actually walked out onto the mat and did a rehearsed routine. And the kids were like, what's happening with my dad out there? Unbelievable. It was so lovely to see. And then they announced, for those that may not know, little Michaela's dad is deployed. He couldn't be here today, so we wanted you to feel special. And now all of us are your dad. So they each gave Michaela a flower, an American flag. And this girl is just like, oh my God, what's happening? And then up on a big screen is her dad, who says, Michaela, I'm sorry I can't be there with you, but I can't wait to get home to see you. And this is where I'm telling you, you have to watch the video, because the dad then runs out of the shot and the camera picks him up outside. They are in the Middle East, mind you. And him and his whole Iowa National Guard unit begin rehearsing their own routine. So you have got these guys out there in the middle of the Middle East doing a cheerleading routine for this man's daughter, Michaela. And if you watch this and you are not sobbing by the end of it, you have no heart. It is one of the most beautiful things to see. It was just... It made me tear up.
Did they win the competition?
I don't have that information, Dave, but I think we're all winners after hearing that great news.
Bean, no, you want to start for the game?
Yeah, I thought there was a close. I thought it was a finish.
Nope, that was a...
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That's how we ended.
Hey, you guys.
We're new.
We've been telling you that we need your kids, and now's the time we need your kids. 1-800-520-1067. We're playing Kid Karaoke. We're looking for 11 and under, right? That's what we decided?
Yes.
11 and under. We want your kids to sing any song from any of the bands on the Weenie Rose. So if you've got a little 8-year-old who loves Blink-182, wants to sing it for us, or a little 9-year-old who wants to do some Panic at the Disco or Dirty Heads or Rise Against or Mike Shinoda, Cold War Kids, whatever it is, now's the time to call. Your kids are not only going to win you tickets to the Weenie Rose this Saturday at StubHub Center, but they are in the pit and you get access to the Bud Light VIP party. So wow. Kid Karaoke, 1-800-520-1067. Call now. We'll take your calls and your little ones will sing to us next on K-Rock. That's real good, you guys. Lovely the band on K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. This is the week. 26th annual K-Rock Weenie Roast is happening this Saturday at StubHub Center. We have lots of chances for you to win tickets, including with Beer Mug out on the street in West Covina. We'll talk to him in about 10 minutes, find out the deets on that. We also have all day long today tickets in the pit and access to the Bud Light VIP party at the top of every hour starting at 9 a.m. And, Allie, you ready to talk to some little kids?
I am.
Let's do some kid karaoke. Hit it, Steve.
Come on now, it's time for a song. Come on now, you can sing along. Come on now and sing, sing strong. But don't suck, we'll say so long. Kid karaoke, kid karaoke, kid karaoke. Come on now and sing it loud.
Little kids love to sing along with what they hear on the radio, but I will tell you, if you're listening to K-Rock, you're a bad parent. A lot of things are being said that your little kids should not be hearing, but if they love the music, now's a chance to get them on the phone and have them sing and maybe win you tickets to the Weenie Roast this Saturday, 1-800-520-1067. Got some good callers on the line here. Why don't we start on line 7 if we could? Let's talk to Rebecca. She is up first. Hey, Rebecca, what's going on?
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks so much for listening. Do you listen to the Kevin and Bean Show with your little 11-year-old Andrew?
Yes, on the way to school, we listen.
Oh, my God. I'm sure there have been lots of times you've regretted that decision, but maybe today it's going to work out for you. Andrew is into what band?
He lives in a Panic at the Disco.
Okay. Can we talk to him? Can he sing us a song?
Sure, he'd love to. Here you go.
All right. Can't wait.
Hello.
Andrew, how you doing, young man?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. You got Bean and you got Allie here. I understand your mom lets you listen to the show.
Yeah.
Have you learned anything from us?
Not really.
Okay. That's about right. That's about right. All right. Well, you're trying to win your mom some tickets in the pit for the Weenie Roast. I understand you're going to sing a Panic at the Disco song for us.
Yeah.
Okay. Which one are you going to do?
9 in the afternoon.
Okay, we'd love to hear it, Andrew. Take it away, son.
You could go ahead and sing.
Okay.
Okay.
Back to the street where we began, feeling as good as lovers can, you know. Yeah, we're feeling so good, picking up things we shouldn't read. It looks like the end of history as we know.
Okay.
Wow. Way to go, Andrew.
All right, Andrew. That was real good. Thank you very much. You hang on, okay? Okay. Let's try line 4, please. It's going to be Octavio in Downey? I'm sorry. How do I say your name?
Yeah, it's Octavio's fine.
Octavio, welcome to the show. What do you got going on there at your house?
Hi, good morning. I've got my daughter, Lauren.
All right.
Some Blink-182.
Oh, I'd love to hear that. Put Lauren on the phone, please. Hey, Lauren.
Hi.
Hey, how old are you?
I'm 11.
11 also. Okay, and I understand you're a big Blink-182 fan?
Yes, definitely.
All right. Well, we would love to hear you sing one of their songs and try to win your parents some tickets to the Weenie Roast, okay?
Okay.
All right, go away.
All the small things, true care, true springs, I'll take one lift, your ride, best trip. Always, I know, you'll be at my show.
Nice.
Waiting, commiserating.
All
can
right.
Can we discuss how Lauren pretty much has perfect pitch?
She really does. And great diction, too.
Yes.
Very impressive. All right. You hang on, Lauren. Thank you very much for playing. We appreciate it. We got time for a couple more. Let's go to line one. It's going to be Jennifer. She is standing by, as I understand, with her daughter, Brooke. Is that right, Jennifer?
That's right.
And tell me about you and your kids listening to K-Rock together. Is that a wise choice?
Not always. I once asked, she asked me the question, are monkeys dicks one morning?
Well, I'm glad that she learned something valuable from the Kevin and Bean Show. All right, put Brooke on the phone, would you?
All right, there she is.
Okay.
Hi.
Hey, Brooke, good morning. How are you, sweetheart?
Good and nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous, Brooke. You're going to be great.
Yeah, you're just talking on the phone to a couple of friends here. What are you going to be singing for us today?
Celebrate by Dirty Head.
Oh, that's such a good song. All right, we would love to hear it. Take it away.
We'll get out, come home, we can celebrate. Mama got to go, I'm going to call him. All the way from home, I'm really sorry. Now my little sister has to say. One day I come home with a celebrate.
Okay. All right. Well, I got good. You there. Thank you very much, Brooke. We enjoyed talking to you. All right, Allie, we only have time for one more. Which one, if we can only go to one more? Who do you like?
We have to go to line two.
All right. Let's go to line two. This is going to be Dion, I think, is on the line. Hey, Dion, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks.
It looks to me like you have a very interesting choice from a very interesting young man to do for us here.
Exactly. Yes, this is Brady. He's 9.
All right. Let's put Brady on the phone then.
Hi.
Brady, what song are you going to be singing for us?
I'm going to do Blink-182, Built This Pool.
The whole thing?
Yes.
Okay.
One of the most hilarious songs of the last year. We would love to hear it. Brady, take it away.
Okay. I want to see some naked dudes. It's why I built this pool. Is that really it?
That's it!
Yay!
That is it. All right, Brady, hang on. The adults have some discussing to do. Allie,
come on.
Should we?
I feel like we need to.
Let's get Brady back on the
yeah!
line. Brady, listen to this. You've just won a pair of tickets for your parents in the pit and access to the Bud Light VIP party for the Weenie Roast this Saturday.
Wait, really?
Yes, you won, but you're too young to go.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. This has been Kid Karaoke. Monday morning on the world famous K-Rock, we got your passes for the advanced screening of Deadpool 2 at AMC Century City this Thursday. You can win next hour here on K-Rock. Plus, more tickets for the Weenie Roast. Are we out in West Covina right now with the Janky Van and Beer Mug?
What's up, you guys?
Mugs. West Covina. Where's the Eastland Center?
The Eastland Center is right directly off the 10 freeway. You cannot miss it if you're driving on the 10. It's the exact address is 2753 East Eastland Center Drive.
Okay, and you are down there with the Janky Van. And what are you doing this morning, Muggs?
We got the Janky Van. We got some prizes, but most importantly, we are giving you, the K-Rock listeners, a chance to win some Weenie Roast tickets.
Yeah! This is a big deal, you guys, because the show is fast approaching. It's coming up Monday at StubHub Center. Some seats still available. Saturday, sorry. Some seats still available at AXS.com. But why buy them when you can win them from Mugs in West Covina? We're going to try to go to a different location around the Southland every day this week. And today it is West Covina. How long are you going to be there, Mugs?
We'll be here for about an hour, give people a chance to show up, enter to win, and hopefully we'll make some Weenie Roast tickets dreams come true.
All right. Sounds great. I hope you can make those Weenie Roast ticket streams come true. Thanks, Muggs. We'll check you,
Check in with you later.
All right. Most depressing songs in the world coming up just after 8, because that's what you need on a Monday. But first, Allie alerted us to something that has been happening to her a lot lately.
Yes.
And then we saw this news report on the same subject. So let's play a little bit of this, and then let's discuss.
It's called spoofing. Telemarketers calling from a number that looks a lot like yours, same area code, and even the same first few digits, trying to get your personal information, promising free cruises and warranties. And now scammers are doing it too.
Criminals realize that you're more apt to answer your phone if they call from an area code that you're in.
All right, now let's stop right there. Is that true, Allie?
That's what they think. When it happens to me, and it's literally a 310 area code, then my same first three numbers, and they think that maybe if you don't have someone in your phone, you think it's your kid's school, you think it's a neighbor that you don't have in your phone, and you're more apt to pick it up.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. I think I'm just at the point now where I never answer a call if it's not in my address book. I just don't. And maybe that's dumb, but if it is legit and important, they will leave a message.
Right.
And I just know that I don't know anybody who has the first six digits. But I guess that does sort of make sense. All right, let's hear more.
And even more crazy, they can actually make the call look like it's coming from somebody you already know.
They can actually mimic somebody's phone number now.
Absolutely. So, for example, I can call somebody and make it look like you're calling them.
You said you will be able to call my producer, Giovanna, who's actually just off camera right over there. Hi, Giovanna. You can call her from your phone.
Yes.
Posing as me.
Absolutely.
We aren't showing you how he does it, but seconds later.
There it is. It says Jeff Ross in work. It's your picture. This is literally what happens when you call me. I would see this and 100% think it was you.
All right. Stop right there. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That they know how to do that. All right. So there are people, Allie, then if you're getting these calls, there are other people in your neighborhood who may be getting these same calls, and it looks like it comes from you.
Yeah. This all started last year when I got probably 5 missed calls from the same number. And on the 6th time, I answered it and I was like, what? And immediately this guy started yelling at me and he's like, you need to stop calling me. And I said, sir, you're calling me. And he goes, you've called me 5 times in a row. And I said, you've called me 5 times in a row. And we're going back and forth, back and forth. I had no idea what was happening.
And it turns out
they were spoofing his number to call me. They were spoofing my number to call him. And had I not picked it up right then, I wouldn't have known any of this was happening, but now I don't even answer any of the calls. I immediately block it, but it's happening every single day for me now. And I put up a little poll on my Instagram. 87% of people looking at that Instagram said it happens to them daily.
Are you and the guy whose number was being spoofed, are you guys still dating?
Oh, yeah. We're together. It's awesome.
Wouldn't that be the greatest meet story ever?
It would.
So he just started screaming at you, and you were equally as irritated with him because you thought he was the guy who kept calling you.
Yes. Insane.
And thank God you figured out a way to explain it to him so that he could understand that you were both kind of the victim of this.
Yeah.
How do you think they do it? I mean, I don't know anything about technology, so don't get too in-depth if you know. But how do you think they do it like that? I mean, how could in that room that we just heard in that report, how could they turn around and spoof that dude's number right there in a couple of seconds and make somebody else's phone ring and look like it was from him?
I'm sure there's ways. We don't want to tell anyone how to do it, of course.
And none of this falls under the do not call. There's nothing we can do to stop this from happening. It's just out there, and they're always one step ahead of whatever we're trying to stop them from doing, right?
Yeah, a bunch of people told me about different apps to use, like Truecaller app, RoboKiller app, TraceBuster app, but they still get through.
I'm going to say I don't like it.
I will allow that.
All right. Well, if anybody has any other information on that, you can text us. Let us know, 1-800-520-1067. But in the meantime, it's kind of a good tip to know. Maybe just avoid those calls if they come in and they just look a little too close to home. Thanks, Allie. If you're just joining us this morning here on the Kevin and Bean Show, more chances for you to join us this Saturday at StubHub Center for the K-Rock Weenie Roast. Straight up 9 o'clock, we got tickets for you in the pit and access to the Bud Light VIP party. And on the streets right now with Beer Mug and the K-Rock Janky Van at the Eastland Center in West Covina. He's going to be there for about another half hour, 40 minutes or something like that. If you want to get on by, doesn't cost you anything. You might just win those tickets. Also, we got some of the little Kevin and Bean van toys we're giving away as well. All right, Allie's back. Time for another look at what's happening.
Do you remember when Russell Crowe auctioned off a bunch of items from his movies and other personal items in what he was calling a divorce auction?
I do. And he really went deep and sold
not only movie props and things from his career, but some personal stuff, too.
Yeah, really interesting things. Somebody that bought a ton of that stuff was John Oliver from Last Week Tonight. Apparently, he picked up some of the top items, including his Cinderella Man jockstrap. He wound up donating that to the last remaining Blockbuster in Anchorage, hoping it would boost its business. But he also wound up with the winning bids on Crow's director's chair from American Gangster, the vest he wore in Les Miserables, and a hood he wore in Robin Hood. And he said, this is explaining his binge bidding, he said, it was 4 a.m., and you know what happens when you start online shopping late at night. So he wound up having the top bids on all these things. So Russell Crowe thanked him for spending so much money on his divorce auction by giving the money to the Australia Zoo Wildlife Hospital. And in return, they have created an award just for John Oliver. It is now the John Oliver Koala Chlamydia Award. Yeah. Why do so many koalas have chlamydia?
That is a great question, yeah. By the way.
That is very concerning.
But sexually transmitted diseases are no joke.
They are not, and especially in the koala world. I've said that for years. But how great is that? You can visit the Australia Zoo Wildlife Hospital and be like, kids, this is my ward right here. It's for koalas with chlamydia. It's just a good time. Just a good time.
How
right
is there not already a band named Koalas with Chlamydia, by the way?
Yeah, there needs to be. Absolutely. Side stage. Winnie Roast. Not sure if you saw this story. Dr. Ken, of course, played a doctor on his sitcom, but he is an actual doctor. He did his residency in New Orleans. He's an all-around just pretty good guy, but he was doing stand-up in Phoenix on Saturday night, and a woman seated near the front of the crowd began having a seizure during his live show. And he apparently thought at first that she was a heckler, and then people were like, no, something's really wrong here. She's suffering a medical emergency. So he left the stage mid-set to assist an audience member and basically made sure she was okay until paramedics arrived.
I love this so much because it's not, is there a doctor in the house? It's, is there a doctor on stage doing stand-up?
Yeah. He reportedly stayed with the woman until she recovered, was taken to the hospital, then resumed his set. Like, can you imagine after all of that? He's like, now where was I? And just continues on. That is unbelievable.
That has got to be one of the most unlikely career changes anyone has ever had, going from an actual medical doctor to a stand-up comedian and an actor.
Yeah. Can you imagine his parents?
Very disappointed.
When he said, sure, not only are you finishing your residency, like he's full-blown doctor.
Right.
That wasn't just you leave medical school. It's I'm a doctor. Now I want to be a comic. Mm-hmm. That's just good stuff.
Now come see me in The Hangover.
Exactly. And ABC announced on Friday that they were renewing American Idol for another season. And
does it say why?
No, well, apparently because they're averaging about 9.3 million viewers a week, which is good. Obviously a lot lower than the original series, but enough to give them that nice rating in the 18 to 49-year-old age group.
I guess we're not over seeing amateurs sing yet.
I guess not. Yeah, this will be the 17th season. And Luke Bryan, Katy Perry, and Lionel Richie, as well as host Ryan Seacrest, will all be back for a second season on ABC.
All right.
So congratulations, America. And all of these stars born today, May 7th, actor Brecken Meyer, Daredevil Robbie Knievel, and SNL's A.D. Bryant. And that's what's happening.
L.A. and O.C.'s alternative rock. It's 106.7 KROQ, Kevin and Bean Show, Monday morning. Music is the soundtrack to our lives, you guys.
Okay.
And I don't know what it is about the songs that are sad that makes us listen to them over and over and over again rather than run from them as fast as we can. You think that you would not intentionally want to put something so sad in your life, mm-hmm. but we do. They become some of our favorite songs. And I was thinking about this on Friday, and I'm glad we have some time to have this conversation today, because Friday we had Ali's obsession, NoHo Hank, actor Anthony Carrigan, in the studio with us right at this time, remember?
Right.
And he was delightful.
He was so great.
And we're all excited. We've been counting down all week long to have him stop by, and we're really looking forward to the interview. And he sits down, and he's ready to go on the air, and he puts on his headphones, and Johnny Cash is singing Hurt.
That's right.
And we were like, Wow! Does this just take all the air out of the room? And that song is brutal. Even if you didn't see the video, which is one of the greatest music videos ever made, listen to a little bit of this and think about what it does to your brain.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain.
I gotta find a sharp object or something here.
How about the fact that even he, when he put his headphones on, he goes, "That's how you want to start a Friday?"
Right? Yeah, oh, and it was God. Friday morning, too. But I don't know what it is. I mean, look, I adore that song. Yeah. I worship that song. It's a phenomenal piece of music. Yet it's so sad. Every single time I hear it, it makes me so sad. What is it that draws us to those songs?
I don't know. I remember even being just an emo kid and calling the Coast to play like the saddest songs ever. And that's how I would fall asleep at night, listening to my little Walkman and the saddest songs. What the hell?
You're just crying your eyes out.
Yes.
So we thought it would be a fun experiment, especially on a Monday. This is the timing. This is how good we are with reading our audience's wishes, is that Friday morning at 8 a.m. is when we're giving you Johnny Cash Hurt. And now on a Monday, where what you really need is disco, we're giving you the most depressing songs of all time. That's the topic on the table on the Kevin and Bean Show right now, is 1-800-520-1067. When you hear it, you practically or literally cry. What's the saddest, most depressing song you know and love at 1-800-520-1067? Allie, why don't you get us started?
Well, this happened not once, but twice at a very public location. The first time, a Ralph's. The second time, you pull up to put the gas in your car. You hear on the overhead speaker a song start. This song starts, and I am weeping like a baby. It is Mike and the Mechanics' Living Years.
It's too late, it's too late. When we die, oh, when we die, we don't see eye to eye.
Now, refresh my memory. This is a guy
and his dad.
And his father, right? Yeah.
I wasn't there that morning when my father passed away. I didn't get to tell him all the things I had to say. It will wreck you in the middle of a Ralph's and you just want to buy Pop-Tarts and then you're thinking of your dad and all the things you want to say and you can't. Oh, holy crap.
But your dad is still alive and you have a great relationship. Like, this isn't your story at all.
I know. That's what makes it so psycho.
And every time you hear it, same deal.
I'm tearing up right now. It is just one of those songs that gets you in the gut. Just gets you.
All right. 1-800-520-1067. What's your version of The Living Years by Mike and the Mechanics? What that does to Allie, that does to you. Here's mine. And I guess I don't have any personal connection with this story. I've not been through the experience that this person goes through in the song, but this was a real life story that Ben Folds from about 20 years ago wrote in his hit song Brick. He had gone through the unfortunate reality of having a high school girlfriend that he got pregnant. And the day after Christmas, they find themselves in an abortion clinic. It's already the most depressing premise for a song because nothing says the happy holidays like an abortion, right? So there he is taking his girlfriend, and they were soon to break up afterwards, as so many couples do, unfortunately. But, I mean, to play this out in pop music, I still can't believe this song became a big hit, but it just crushes me. Let's hear a little Ben Folds.
I'm feeling more alone.
She's a brick and I'm drowning slowly. I mean, that line alone is enough to put me down.
Bean, I have a way for you to get over it.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. I don't know if you remember when we had Lauren Lapkus in. She's on Crashing. She's Pete's ex-wife on the show.
Sure.
But she did a show on Netflix called Netflix Presents the Characters. And one of the skits that she did was her as a stripper. and that was her stripping song. And it is the funniest thing you've ever seen, because you're watching her strip to the song and you're like, this is the worst song to strip to. And now it's all I think when I hear that song.
So that's a way to turn it into a happy memory.
Turned it into laughter.
But just the details in that song about how they call her name at 7:30 in the morning and he's out in the parking lot and he buys flowers they're never able to talk again. I mean, it's just crushing. All right, let's take a couple of calls. 1-800-520-1067. What sad song, depressing song do you somehow still love? Why don't we start with, let's give me some line two, please. This is Soraya in Northridge. Soraya, thank you so much for listening to the Kevin Bean Show. What's going on, my dear?
It's Soraya, long time, first time. I love you guys so much.
So you finally call after all this time you've been listening to us, and then I screw up your name. Now I feel like an a-hole.
It's okay.
All right. Soraya, what can we do for you today?
So mine, I think, would be Unbreak My Heart by Toni Braxton.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that song just, like, sucks the air out of your lungs. I remember hearing it when I was a kid and just crying. And I didn't even know what it was. I was like five.
If you haven't heard it, we have a little bit of it. You ready?
Unbreak my heart. Say you love me again.
And so interesting to me, Soraya, because I thought you were going to say that's the song that was out when I broke up with the love of my life, but you were a little kid, so like you weren't relating to the lyric at all.
I was a little kid, like just hearing it on the radio, and I was like, this is so sad.
You know what's really funny, Soraya? I'm sorry that Kevin is out today, because he tells a story, and I think it still gets him. Allie, you've heard it, say it before, that he was at camp and he had a girlfriend named Beth who broke up with him, and it was right when Beth by Kiss was out. And it just killed him. Like, to this day, he can't even see the word kiss without sobbing. All right, Soraya, glad you finally called in. Thank you so much. We really appreciate you listening. 1-800-520-1067. What's your sad song, your depressing song? We'll take your calls next on K-Rock. See, you want digital radio. You want HD so that you can be bawling your eyes out while you're driving down the street listening to the saddest songs of all time. That's what we're talking about today here on K-Rock. George in Downey, real quick, line 7 ahead of 21 Pilots. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys? My song of gift choice is Mad World.
Oof.
Tell me about Mad World. Why does that slay you?
It's because for a long time, I was a victim of my own demise, and I guess it went to the point where I went to, like, a mental institution and everything, and that song used to always just get me, and it even gets me more now because of the situations that I went through, you know, growing up as a child and actually growing up as an adult and forming who I am now today.
Wow. So, music can be so powerful. Let's see if we can spin you out. Let's play a little bit of it, shall we?
I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad world.
Great choice, George. I bet a lot of people feel the same way about that song. So awesome. All right, more calls coming up next right after this on K-Rock. We could have played a really, really sad song there, but I think that would have been pouring it on too heavy.
Yeah, you think?
You know what I mean? Let's pep it up a little bit in the middle. We're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. It occurred to us on Friday when we were listening to Johnny Cash sing Hurt that there's something about those sad, sad songs. Allie, we're getting a lot of reaction on social media on this. What are you seeing?
Leading the pack, Coldplay, Fix You. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
So many people. But right behind that, so many people sang Tears in Heaven by Eric Clapton, which, my God. Singing about your dead kid.
Yeah, the subject matter alone, and that goes way beyond even just like a bad breakup or something like that. And Fix You, I wonder, I mean, Fix You is, obviously it's an emotional story about a relationship, but remember that that video too of all the real, real old people singing it?
Yeah.
Remember that? I wonder if that has anything to do with it too. All right, let's get back to the calls, get through as many as we can at 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start with line two, please? This is going to be Alex. She is in Covina. Alex, thank you for calling. Thank you for holding on. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Just wanted to let you know real quick, we are such big fans. My family and I talk about you like you guys are our friends.
That's so sweet. thank you.
We always say, hey, did you hear
hear what Beam said? Oh, yeah, Allie had a really good point that one time.
That, trust me, it was one time.
We know you
Well, that is awesome. I appreciate it. So how do you feel about our decision on a Monday morning when people really don't need this to talk about the most depressing songs of all time?
First of all, best idea ever, because that's just the way to start off a Monday morning.
Alrighty. Okay. All right, what do you got? What's your song?
I'm going to say Dance With My Father by Luther Vandross.
Oh, good Lord.
Yep. Yeah.
So, try right now.
Let's hear a little bit of that, shall we?
How I'd love, love, to dance with my father again.
Now, what's the deal? Refresh my memory, ladies.
His father died, and all he wanted to do was dance with his dad. And Alex, I don't know about you, if you have ever been to a wedding where the bride's father has passed, so she has an uncle. I'm going to start crying right now.
And my dad's alive and kicking and just fine. And I'm telling you, every time I hear it on any radio station, any place, I will bawl like a baby.
Alex, well, you get me. You get me.
Well, don't listen this weekend at K-Rock. We're doing our Luther Vandross weekend, so you definitely want to skip that. Thank you for listening, my dear. We really appreciate it. Let's move on. Let's go down the line three. This is going to be Cherry Valley's Lori, who joins us up next on the Kevin DeBeat Show. Hey, Lori, what's going on? Hold on. Yeah, what just happened?
Oh.
What'd you do, Chip?
Oh. Well, her song, I think a lot of people have as well. It's Linkin Park, right?
Yeah, line two is sticking, so I tried to click over.
Yeah, listen, you'll know why when you hear what song. It's One More Light. Listen up. Do we not have that either?
We do.
Who cares if one more light goes out? Well, I do.
Look, that song was already sad enough before what happened, but now it's almost impossible to listen to. All right. Thank you for that. I'm sorry we couldn't get you on the air, Lori. Let's go to Anna, line four up next, calling from Riverside here on the Kevin DeBeat Show. Hey, Anna, welcome to the program. What's going on?
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so my song is Fade Into You by Mazzy Star.
Let's hear some of that. I mean, I love that song, but I'm going to be honest. I'm one of those dudes, I guess, who hasn't paid attention to the lyrics. What's going on in that that's so sad?
The lyrics are, I don't know, they just feel very visceral, and it's something about her voice, honestly. It's gotten me through heartbreak and loss.
That's got a mood to it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. Great suggestion. Thank you so much. Let's squeeze in just a couple of more. Let's go to Westminster. This is going to be JD up next, line five on the Kevin DeBeat Show. JD, welcome to the program.
Hey, how
are
you
What's
doing,
happening?
Guys?
What's going on?
Well, I'm pretty depressed now, thanks to all of you. Jeez. Aww.
You're welcome on a Monday.
What song hits your sweet spot?
Well, I always tell everybody that the depressing, want to kill yourself kind of music is the best music ever. I got one for you. Something I Could Never Have by Nine Inch Nails.
Oh, man. Let's hear some of that. I mean, look, every song that Trent Reznor sings is gut-wrenching and emotional. Is there something in particular about those lyrics that just gets you?
Well, I mean, in all honesty, this song is about losing the love of your life. I mean, and just like he wants it back so bad. So, who on this planet doesn't want something they can never have?
Yeah,
you know, that's got to strike a chord with everybody.
I don't know how much longer I can go on today, Allie. The segment is killing me. All right, sir. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that, JD. Let's do one more. Let's make it Emily. She's on line eight, please. Pasadena. Emily, we're going to give you the final word. What's the saddest song you love?
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
Sorry, really quick before I say it, I just wanted to say I'm one of the people that won your Coachella tickets, and we had so much fun. So thank you. It was so awesome.
That's nice. Great.
Thanks, Kara.
Yeah, thanks.
So my boyfriend and I have seen Blink-182 three times, and we're seeing them for a fourth time at Weenie Roast, and we're so excited. But the first time we saw them, they haven't played it since, but they played this song, and my boyfriend looked over at me, and I was literally sobbing. It's Stay Together for the Kids. It's so sad.
Let's hear some of that.
So when you're getting gone,
Yeah, and it's just, I mean, it's just right there in those few words, stay together for the kids. You just see what a sacrifice it is and how much unhappiness there is in a situation like that. And you just go, man, it sounds like a prison sentence, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's so sad.
Well, have a great time at the Weenie Roast. If you see us, definitely come up and say hi. And thanks so much for listening. Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye.
Wes Covina, we are looking at you right now. Beer Mug is in your neighborhood in the Kevin Amin Janky van right now. He's in the parking lot of the Eastland Center only for a few more minutes. He's going to do a drawing of everybody who has come by the van or will come by the van. And that drawing is going to be in about 10 minutes or so. So if you want to win some tickets in the pit and access to the Bud Light VIP party, you want to swing on by. K-Rock Weenie Roast tickets in West Covina. That's happening for just about another 10 minutes or so. First, though, this is a horrifying and one-of-a-kind story. That could only have happened in what state?
Taylor Swift.
Is it Arizona? Is it New Hampshire? Where crazy things happen? Is it Texas? Is it Wisconsin? Is it Oregon? Mm. Is it Vermont? Where is it? Where's the story? It's always Florida,
okay,
you guys.
Got
it. It's never not Florida.
Mm-hmm.
This is one you're going to remember for the rest of your life. So buckle in. Katie Holly.
Hold on, I got to find my buckles.
Katie Holly was jolted awake by a cold thing.
Oh, no.
What she initially thought was a small piece of ice that had somehow slid down her ear. Now, I would like to stop the Washington Post reporter right there and go, why would Katie in any way think that a piece of ice had lodged into her ear while she was in bed? What is Katie doing that would have even made that cross anyone's mind that the thing in her ear was a piece of ice? Would that ever occur to you?
Not ice, no.
Even if it's a cold thing, well, there's no way ice got in my ear, right?
Right.
Disoriented, she rushed into the bathroom, grabbed a cotton swab, and slowly stuck it inside her ear. And then Holly felt something move.
Oh.
It was like a rhythmic moving, she recalled, as if whatever the thing was trying to burrow deeper into her ear canal. Do you love it so far, Allie?
No, I don't. You can stop.
She pulled out the cotton swab and saw a small dark brown piece, several of them actually, that looked like legs.
Oh, okay.
Cockroaches have been a nuisance in the Holly household since she and her husband Jordan bought their first home last year. They thrive in warm, damp places, and that includes Florida, where the young couple lives. A few weeks earlier, because of the cockroach problem, they had an exterminator in who sprayed every room, and she and her husband felt what turned out to be a temporary sense of relief. On the morning of April 14th, when she rushed to the bathroom, her husband then grabbed a flashlight, looked inside her ear, and there it was, a small part still visible from the outside as it stayed there, lodged in the middle of her ear canal. Her husband managed to pull out a couple of legs using a pair of tweezers, but the intrepid bug had now crawled in too deep to be removed.
Yeah, we're here.
Just turning your headphones down?
Yeah.
The young couple drove to the emergency room just a few miles away. A man sitting behind the desk near the hospital's entrance saw the look of panic in Katie Holly's face and asked whether she was in pain. She said, "A roach crawled into my ear while I was sleeping, and it stuck." Well, a nurse came in, injected the bug with the anesthetic lidocaine to try to kill it, but Miss Holly felt the roach move, twitching and wriggling further into her ear as it tried to avoid death. 2 minutes later, it stopped moving. It took the doctor about 20 seconds to pull out chunks of the dead roach, and Holly saw the remains of the small insect. She left the hospital nearly 2 hours later with a prescription for antibiotics and eardrops, relieved that it was all over. About a week later, her ear still didn't feel normal. It was still numb. She felt some discomfort every time she yawned. Her medicine drops had also begun to leak out, leading her to think it was perhaps earwax. Guess what? It wasn't earwax.
Oh God. No.
She went to her regular doctor, asked to have her ear checked. They flushed her ear 4 times. They peeked inside, saw another leg. Then her doctor pulled out 6 more pieces of the roach's remains. Her physician then arranged for her to see a doctor specializing in treating ear, nose, and throat later that day. And they pulled out the head.
What?
They then pulled out the head, not a teensy leg or two, not the remains of a baby roach, but a head, a torso, limbs, and a long antenna of what looked like a fully grown palmetto bug.
What did the first doctor pull out?
Like one segment?
just part, yes, one segment. This is a huge Florida-type palmetto bug. She said, I was furious. I was really disappointed with the ER for not having seen that. And by the way, she should be. When you go in and they go in there and they clean it out and they kill it and they pull it out and they look, it seems like they ought to get it all. You shouldn't have to go weeks later to a second doctor to get the rest of the bug pulled out, right? She wasn't told she needed to go get follow-up or see a specialist or anything like that. But she said it was the, you know, the worst thing she's ever experienced. And it sure was a roach just living in her ear.
The roach is just going for the ice, man.
Well, that's possible. The roach went in there looking for some ice. Why didn't I think of that? It's a perfect solution to the problem. I guess I don't know, man. 5 minutes from right now, we've got your tickets in the pit and access to the Bud Light VIP party for the 26th annual K-Rock Weenie Roast, which is going down this Saturday at StubHub Center. Don't forget, still a few tickets available left. You can buy at access.com, and you can also win. I'm coming up 5 minutes from right now and every hour at the top of the hour all day long up until 5 o'clock and K-Rock. Plus, got some great news. It was close.
It's very close.
Very close. For me? Yeah, it's good. Coming up right off the top of the air as well. First, though, Allie's here with what's happening on a Monday.
Well, let's talk a little weekend box office. As predicted, Avengers Infinity War crossed the 1 billion mark worldwide. Yeah, that's in a record 11 days. And it's over 450 million in North America in just 9 days. Yeah.
I remember what a big story it was when that billion-dollar threshold was crossed by Titanic back in the day. People were like, no movie will ever make $1 billion again. This is a worldwide phenomenon that is impossible to duplicate.
Yeah.
And now it's less than 2 weeks.
I mean, no big deal. But if you're wondering what Avengers Infinity War took in its second week, just $112.5 million. That is a that's a good second week, right?
Yes!
Coming in, debuting with $14.8 million, the movie Overboard, followed by A Quiet Place, I Feel Pretty, Rampage. Tully debuted at number 6 with $3.2 million, followed by Black Panther, Truth or Dare, Super Troopers 2, and Bad Samaritan. And I'm not sure if you saw this trending yesterday, but this is a spoiler alert. I'm letting you know right now. Spoiler alert, if you have not yet seen Avengers Infinity War. But this topic was addressed yesterday, and Guardians of the Galaxy director James Gunn revealed something very, very sad while answering a fan's question. The fan tweeted, "Might be too soon to ask this, but do you know what Groot's last line is at the end of the movie?" And I don't know if you know, but as he is passing on, if you will, to the other side, breaking on through. Is that what they are? They turn into dust. He delivers his last line to Rocket, a Rocket Raccoon. Mm-hmm. And he says, "I am Groot."
Right.
Would you like to know what that translated to?
I'm worried that this is going to be very, very sad.
James Gunn wrote, spoiler, "Dad." Very odd sound effect right there.
A sad trombone.
Was that? That's like a bassoon.
Is that what it is?
I don't even know. But that's really, really sad.
All right, try it again. What's the last line again?
Dad. There you go.
Better? Okay.
There you go. It set Twitter on fire. People were not ready. So according to Evelyn C., she wrote, "Groot's last words being confirmed as dad has broken me. No one touch me." And then a guy named Mo said, "That Groot and Rocket S devastated my heart and soul. I have never imagined a time where a talking tree calling a talking raccoon dad would be this unironically sad. Marvel, what have you done to us?" And I agree.
That is a pretty big scoop to just randomly drop on a Sunday on Twitter. I'm surprised they didn't do something more with that.
James Gunn does that, though. He'll just bust out something that you... Like, before, it was, is Groot really just another, like, I don't want to say arm of Groot? Is it a new Groot altogether, or is it just Groot in another form?
Right,
and he just dropped randomly on Twitter. He's like, "Oh, no, it's a new Groot, baby Groot. Everything's cool." People were like, "Wait, what? How? What?" he just does that. I think he likes effing with people, and I kind of appreciate that.
All right. Spoiler alert over. Come on back.
Come on back, you guys. Do you think they heard that?
I don't know. I wonder how that worked.
Yeah, not real sure. And in case you missed it, we did the saddest, most depressing songs ever. And Bean's pick was, of course, Brick by Ben Folds. And he's releasing a massive box set. It is called Brick, The Songs of Ben Folds, 1995 through 2012. Has all of his work with Ben Folds 5, as well as solo albums, B-sides, live material, single mixes, and a lot more. There were 500 signed editions. Those are all gone from fan pre-orders. And it's a UK set only, but that has not stopped Bean from doing a deep dive into this. Bean, have you been able to order it yet?
Did I go on Amazon.co.uk and pre-order for its June 22nd release date? Yes, I did.
Okay, I thought you might have.
Well, and I also want to say this. I know that there are going to be a lot of people who are listening who go, oh, Ben Folds, that dude who had that one song. Not that anybody needs this much Ben Folds, but he is a tremendously talented singer-songwriter who has 100 really, really good songs. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited by this news.
And if I believe I'm correct in this, he's a huge Kings fan. So he's got to be a good guy, right?
Sure.
Might not be Ben Folds. Might not be him at all.
Who are you thinking of? Might not be the Kings.
Might not even be the Kings. He might hate hockey. His whole family might have died in a pond accident. Not really sure. What is happening? What is that labeled as?
Disney sad trombone.
Oh, I don't.
Why do some people tune out?
I think you're absolutely right. I don't think it is a trombone.
All right.
That's how it's labeled.
Some birthdays for you. We have got actor Breckenmeyer, SNL's A.D. Bryant, and Daredevil Robbie Knievel, and that's what's happening.
All right, Allie, let's see if we've got enough altitude to get off the boat here, shall we? Want to bring this one in for a landing?
Let's do it. You guys, Deadpool 2, it's in theaters May 18th, but how would you... Yes, children. How would you, five winners, like to get a pair of passes to see an advanced screening of Deadpool 2 at AMC Century City this Thursday?
That's astonishing.
That's way too nice. Way too nice. But let's take callers 20 through 24 right now at 1-800-520-1067. You are going to get a pair of passes to see that advanced screening this Thursday, Deadpool 2 at AMC Century City, long before the rest of the losers in the world get to see it on May 18th. So give a call.
Look.
Good luck.
Look.
Yeah.
I know that we live in an era of hype and an era of every movie is the biggest and the best movie ever, and everything is the thing that most people have looked forward to the most.
Mm-hmm.
But hasn't Deadpool just been like all people have been thinking about since the last movie? Because it was so great.
Yeah.
People have been dying for this one, and they've done such an amazing job of teasing it for the last couple of years that people are just going to burst if they don't get to see this thing.
I agree.
Yeah.
So Deadpool 2.
This is a big, big deal that we're giving away these tickets this week.
Yeah. Five winners. I mean, come on. How nice are we? Maybe one winner. Let's do one winner. No, just kidding. We're going to give you five. You're calling in right now. You're like, wait, one? No. By the way, did you watch Saturday Night Live?
I saw most of it, and I love Donald Glover so much. He is so damned cool.
Yeah, a lot of people were bummed that he didn't introduce himself to sing. So it was Zoe Kravitz, and then who else?
Daniel Kalia?
Yes. He introduced him as well. A lot of people were like, and now Childish Gambino, and then Donald Glover just runs to the stage. But that's not what happened. But very interesting, in the middle of Saturday Night Live, where he was both the host and the musical act, he tweets out a brand new song. This is America, and tweets out the accompanying video as well, and it is all people have been talking about for the last couple days. Here's a clip.
This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. Look how I'm geeking up.
And here's the thing. If you just listen to the song, you're like, all right, cool, nice beat, whatever. You watch the video, and you're like, whoa, whoa. There's a lot happening in
that
video.
It's very thoughtful.
Very thoughtful, yes. I mean, there's so many different themes going on throughout it. And Hiro Murai, who's just an incredible director that works a ton on Atlanta and a ton with Donald Glover as Childish Gambino. It's phenomenal. It's an amazing video.
Yeah, I think we have it up at Kerrock.com if you have not yet seen it. But it does, like Ali said, it works on so many layers. And, you know, that's all people were writing about yesterday is, oh, my God, is Donald Glover the new Kanye? Is he out Kanye-ing Kanye right now?
I think people that didn't listen to Childish Gambino until Awaken My Love are shocked at how thoughtful he is. And those people are dumb because they should have been listening to Childish Gambino long before, at least with Camp. Mm-hmm. I mean, go back and do, what was it, EP? His first one that I think they re-released in 2011. But he's
a real artist, man.
He's beyond. Like, you watch that video, and the first thing you kind of focus on are, oh, look at him, these dance moves, incredible. He's such an amazing dancer. You don't really see that in other performances. And then you realize, upon maybe a second viewing, oh, that's the kind of the whole point. You're supposed to focus on the dancing because the juxtaposition of everything happening in the background, it's what the whole video is about. You're focusing on the wrong things.
Exactly.
And it's phenomenal.
People are getting shot and there are riots and police and everything else all happening kind of just behind him.
Yeah.
And it's an interesting statement. And I'll tell you what, I didn't know until this week that he was going to be performing two new songs on Saturday Night Live. Yeah. That was a little bit of a surprise for me.
I don't think anyone knew. Yeah.
So it's so good.
It's insane. But if you watch the video, you'll notice that he's doing these dance moves and doing these like bug-eyed moves and he's doing these weird body things and he's basically embodying Jim Crow throughout the whole thing, which then adds a whole other layer to it. So, I mean, if anyone wants to talk about this video in depth with me, just give me a call.
I love where you're going with this.
1-800. No, just kidding. But it is an amazing, amazing video. You guys, FYF Fest. Not happening this year. They wound up tweeting out yesterday, after much consideration, we have made the difficult decision to cancel FYF Fest 2018. Again, not the trombone. You're just going to wind up finding all sorts of instruments, not the trombone, to play.
I love that sound so much. It's so dumb.
Is it? I said bassoon. Chip said oboe. What is it?
I'm no musician. I couldn't tell.
It's just not. It's not a trombone.
It's probably not a trombone, though. I think we can establish that. But it cracks me up.
All right. Well, apparently, disappointing ticket sales in April are to blame for the cancellation, and new concerns about soft ticket sales, oversaturation, way too many different festivals happening. Ticket prices just jacked up so high, and if you want to see, you know, one or two bands on a 2-day festival, it's not very worth it to a lot of people.
Yeah, it's expensive for sure. Yeah.
You guys ready for a reboot of Pet Sematary?
Sure.
All right. Chip's saying yes. She is a big Stephen King lady. It's based once again on the book. It's a city doctor. He moves his family into the main countryside to escape the hustle and bustle, only to find his property has a makeshift pet cemetery out back in the woods. What? In the new movie, Zero Dark Thirty's Jason Clarke will be playing the doctor, and John Lithgow is going to be playing the part of the late Fred Gwynn. Okay.
If I could say, the original movie still holds up, but it'll be interesting to see how a remake is going.
What if it's all new animals?
All new?
Like, instead of just, like, dogs, it's like giraffes and rhinos.
Ligers?
It is. Yeah, a liger? It would be quite the reboot. Absolutely. All of a sudden, Peter Rabbit, he's like, hey, remember me from the movie? It's just all new pets. Which brings me to Peter Rabbit. There's going to be a Peter Rabbit 2 out in early 2020. Because, of course, that movie made $115 million when it was released. So, of course, there's going to be a new one. And John Travolta, his film Gotti, is going to be premiering at the Cannes Film Festival next Thursday. He plays John Gotti Sr., the head of the Gambino crime family in this film's biography. The film score, composed by Pitbull.
What? No kidding.
Yes. And after the screening, the showbiz trade Variety is going to award John with its first ever Cinema Icon Award. Interesting.
He's worldwide.
Pitbull is worldwide. That is true. Has he done film scores before and we just didn't know about it?
I think this is the first one.
Wow, very interesting. By the way, haven't mentioned it. Maybe we'll talk about it at some other point. But I did watch another crime family movie over the weekend. I watched it on Friday, you guys.
No.
Yep.
You.
I watched The Godfather on Friday. Again, no.
You have made it your life's work to avoid The Godfather.
Listen, I wanted to shut people up.
That's all you've been hearing about is how you're not allowed to have an opinion on anything else until you see the greatest movie ever made.
Well, now I get to have an opinion on everything. I know I'm going to get a lot of the, well, no, now you need to watch all the James Bonds. No, no, Godfather was the one that everyone was mad at.
Well, you do have to see The Godfather 2, though. You have to see that.
Good Lord, that was everyone's reaction. Well, I mean, Godfather 2 is better.
Because it's maybe even better. It's so good, it might even be better. And how often does that happen?
I don't have this kind of time.
I can't wait. We'll save it, because I'm dying to hear what you have to say about it. You don't sound as thrilled by it as I hoped you would be. I was hoping you'd come in and go, where have I been? How have I missed this? Oh, my God. My life was incomplete before, but it doesn't sound like that's your reaction.
I mean, we can talk about it tomorrow if you
want. Okay. All right. Let's bring that back tomorrow.
Because really, calm down, everybody.
You loved it. Best thing you ever saw.
Calm your teeth, if you know what I'm saying. It's in the works, you guys. A fifth Rambo movie. Deadline reports Sly Stallone will be back, and the plot will have him working at a ranch in Texas until the daughter of one of his friends is kidnapped. That's when he crosses the U.S.-Mexican border and quickly finds himself up against the full might of one of Mexico's most violent cartels.
You're a rude guy. I'm trying very hard, and you're being rude. That's bad manners.
Do we need a fifth Rambo?
No, we honestly don't.
It's just, that's a lot.
I mean, Kevin's in.
Yeah.
A lot of louds.
A lot of louds. It's true. And in case you were worried, because Jeffrey Tambor had some charges of sexual harassment brought up against him on his show Transparent, so he is off that show. People were wondering if he would be back for the upcoming fifth season of Arrested Development, and looks like he will. He'll be back as the head of the Bluth family coming up this summer, I believe, is when it should be out.
Hey now!
So there you have it.
Hey now.
All right, good times. Some birthdays for you. Daredevil, Robbie Knievel, SNL's A.D. Bryant, and actor Brecken Meyer. And that's what's happening.
Thank you, Allie. Mm-hmm. Hey, on your drive home today, do that for us, and we'll come back tomorrow with an all-new show. And I think you're going to like it because our favorite author in the world, I don't think I'm exaggerating, mm-hmm. our friend Brad Meltzer is back. You know, he writes a new book every 42 hours. You know that, right?
Seems it, yeah.
Unbelievably prolific. He's coming on with his latest tomorrow. Also, our old friend Adam Carolla on the show today. We got more passes to see Deadpool a full week before it comes out in theaters everywhere. Beer Mug is going to be out with the janky Kevin and Bean Van giving away Rini Rose tickets. And we've got yours, too, in the pit and access to the Bud Light VIP party. That's all tomorrow right here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.